Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. This is 52, the 52nd week. And the last one, is reserved for the plant people. Why the plant people? Because they're important. They're very, very important. They're the ones that really sustain us and help us along our way. And you know, they're medicinal. Even if, you know, you're not, you know, making medicine out of them, even the food that you're bringing into your body is medicinal, you know. Sometimes we slowly kill ourselves using them in a wrong way. Get like diabetes and things like that. And it's how they're packaged and how they're prepared for us, you know. And sometimes, you know, the plant people just want to be just regular people and go straight from the garden straight to your sink. Get washed off, you know, cut up, diced up, chopped up, thrown in your food, and right to the table and right into your body. And that's the way it should be, you know. And then when you're out there, you know, you gotta, of course, protect your food. You know, recently I had come on into a conversation about not being traditional to grow them past their season, but you know, if our people would have discovered a way long time ago to extend that growing season, you know, they would have done it. I know they would have, only because, you know, sometimes the winters were long and harsh, you know, and they had to thrive and to go and to carry on their way of life. So, you know, get out there and you know, sometimes we can build a garden, grow a garden, do permaculture, make it look nice, bring in the best dirt, you know, that you can think of, get that silt, that soil tilled up, you know, and go ahead and plant your seeds. Recently, I planted tobacco seeds, for a college, and having those there, you know, to start off with, to help us create a foundation for the things that we're going to build or grow there. And some of them are growing pretty good, you know, I gotta admit. You know, I've never grown tobacco plants before, and they're coming along quite nicely, and some of them are getting pretty big. Give a lot of love to them, and I've grew things before, and I think that I started the season always too late, and I did get some things out of the gardens, but not much. And I'm not a real, you know, big green thumb, but, you know, I know how to extend the season and other things to make them grow. And I'm learning quick, and I'm learning fast. It is an art, no doubt about that. You know, the plant people are very colorful, and they offer us different things, you know, with what they have, like vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin E, D, whatever, you know, whatever you're going to get out of them, proteins, building blocks for your body. And the thing about these foods that you grow, they're superfoods. It's not like the stuff that you're getting in the supermarkets. In the supermarkets, you're getting things like from Timbuktu, and then you got to go to all the way to Japan, and all the way down to Venezuela, and then way up into the Greenwich, and way on over to Amman, Jordan, and then over to Florida, then back to California, over to the back to New York City, and then they find their way here. Wow. And some of the processes that that they use to bring them here, such as like bananas or tomatoes, they're picked in those third world countries, and they have to pick them super green. But on the process on the way here is that next thing you know, they got to spray them with formaldehyde to turn them green or turn them red, or they got to spray them down with all kinds of chemicals like the bananas to preserve them to come here. Peaches. And they absorb that into their skin, so they got. Then your body has to get rid of all that, all those toxins and sprays and things like that. And they let them things settle inside the foods that we're getting. So when you're getting the and then they lose vitamins, vital vitamins and minerals on the way here. So when they get here, they're a mere shadow of themselves, of what they were when they were picked. And so when you're growing your own food here and you got them going or picking the wild edible plants, they're like superfoods. They contain everything that your body needs at a high maximum rate. And so your body gets to absorb all of that, you know. And yeah, that's what better way to get the best vitamins that you need than to get them directly from the plants themselves, plant people. Way better than the soluble, water-soluble vitamins that you get at the store, you know, supplements, because you can take them into your body, but you're only getting a small percentage of those things, or a percentage, let's just say that. And you're not getting the full brunt of what the plant is trying to give you in the first place. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing, you know, agriculture. If you don't have to grow big, you know, you don't have to grow, you know, 10 acres worth, you know, just a small garden to get you through the years, you know. Anybody that I've known that has gardens, you know, I noticed that they live long, long lives. Wow, yeah. So, and they're really healthy up until that time, you know, it's time to take that journey home. So that's an amazing thing, you know, observations, you know, watch that. Check those people out that are growing gardens that eat fresh out of the gardens. So anyway, we come to the end of 52 weeks, you know, I want to thank everybody for tuning on in all 52 weeks or some of them or whatever. And if you take something away from these, hey, great, you know, then I think that we've done our job here. And hopefully we get to do more of these things for you. And this is a really hard thing to come up with, you know, all of these subjects and then talk about them. But, you know, we do that for you here. So anyway, thanks for, like I said, tuning on in every week or partial of the weeks, and we're signing off for this series of 52. Aho miigwech, bizin dawiyek. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.